can a heart find peace in the remembrance of Allah? Where can a heart find peace in the remembrance of Allah? In the remembrance of Allah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of the Madani channel, welcome once again to our silsila A Heart at Peace, in which we discuss the concept of dhikrullah, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal. In previous episodes, we've talked about the virtues of performing dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the light of the Holy Quran, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We've also talked about the concept of dhikrullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bringing a person closer to Allah azza wa jal, the various types of dhikr, as well as looking at establishing salah as a means of remembrance of Allah in detail. In today's silsila, we'll be talking about another aspect, another type of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, something else which Allah Almighty has described as dhikr in the Holy Quran. Before moving on to today's topic, we'll share with you a virtue of reciting Durood Sharif, reciting peace and blessings, reciting salawat, upon our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. It's reported that our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is reported to have said, "Man salla alayya fi yawm al-jumu'ati wa laylat al-jumu'ati mi'ata marra." Whosoever recites Durood Sharif, peace and blessings upon me, on a Friday, the day of Friday, and the night of Friday, 100 times, qadallahu lahu mi'ata haja. Allah azza wa jal fulfills 100 of his needs. 70 min hawa'ij al-akhirah, 70 of them being from the needs of the hereafter. Wa 30 min hawa'ij al-dunya, and 30 of them being from the needs of the world. Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the recitation of Durood Sharif, peace and blessings upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where it holds many, many blessings. One other blessing which we can gain by means of reciting salawat is by the fulfillment of our needs, not only in this world, but more importantly, even in the hereafter. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, in the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the word al-dhikr many times in different contexts and in different meanings. In today's episode of A Heart at Peace, we'll be talking about one meaning of the word dhikr in the Holy Quran, and then delving deeper into that meaning and looking at the virtues of attaining that particular attribute. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Holy Quran, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of dhikr if you do not know. The commentators of the Holy Quran, here, they state that the word dhikr is in the meaning of knowledge. So here, Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, ask the people of knowledge if you do not know. In this verse of the Holy Quran, Allah Azza wa Jal has referred to ilm as a dhikr. Allah Almighty has referred to knowledge as remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. And when discussing the verses related to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we've talked previously in our episode regarding the types of dhikr, the Mufassirun also mentioned, along with Tahmeed, Tahleel, Takbir, Qira'at of Qur'an, recitation of Na'at Sharif, one other thing that was mentioned as a means of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was seeking sacred knowledge and teaching sacred knowledge. InshaAllah Azza wa Jal, in today's episode, we'll be looking in detail at this aspect, this type of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i.e. sacred knowledge of Islam. In terms of the sacred knowledge of Islam, being a form of dhikr. In previous episodes, we've also learned how shaitan, how the devil, clings onto the heart of the human being, and the way, the remedy, the method of removing shaitan's effect from the heart of a person is by doing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, teaching us that dhikr is a weapon against shaitan. This type of dhikr, i.e. knowledge, which we're discussing today, is also a means of refuting shaitan, of making shaitan flee, of protecting oneself from the effects of shaitan. And we can understand this further by reflecting upon a story. It's mentioned that every day, all of the shayateen, all of the devils, they gather together by the sea. And the throne of Iblis, the leader of the devils, is laid out on the sea, and all of his helpers, the smaller shayateen, they report back to him whatever they had done during the day. They inform him of how successful they've been in misguiding people and making people commit sins. And every devil has the desire to be praised by shaitan for his hard day's work. So you can imagine, it states that on one occasion, the devils were reporting their day's activities to Iblis, to shaitan. And one of them said, "Today I made this amount of people drink alcohol." When shaitan hears this, he doesn't express too much happiness. One then comes, and you can imagine they're coming one after one, just relating what they've been doing in the day. He says, "Today, I made so many people commit zina, commit fornication." But again, shaitan is not too impressed by this. Then one devil comes and he says, "Today I managed to stop a certain person from studying sacred knowledge." Upon hearing this, shaitan jumps up from his seat and hugs that devil. He becomes so pleased, he says to him, "Anta, anta, it is you who have been the most successful. It is you who has done the best job." Now the other devils, they're standing by and they're watching this. They're becoming jealous of their colleague. They say to shaitan, "We made such and such amount of people commit major sins. We made people drink alcohol. We made people commit fornication. We made people commit such major sins. But you didn't praise us at all. You didn't even react." And this devil just distracted one student from studying sacred knowledge. And you became so pleased with him. You praised him so much. We don't understand why this is. What's the secret behind this? So Iblis, the shaitan, he turns to them and he says, "Whatever you have done, committing people, making people commit fornication, making people drink alcohol, this doesn't deserve any recognition. Because if those people had true knowledge, if they had ilm, they wouldn't have committed those sins. It is knowledge which is the biggest weapon against sins." Shaitan said to them, "It's knowledge which makes people stay away from our whispers." Then shaitan decided to prove this to his disciples through a living example. He asked them to show him someone who was pious, someone who was a worshipper but lacked sacred knowledge, didn't have knowledge. So the next morning, just before Fajr time, shaitan and his followers, they went to that ignorant worshipper. He disguised himself as a human, and his disciples hid away at a distance, waiting to see what would happen. The worshipper performed his tahajjud salah in the middle of the night and left his house early to get to the masjid early for Fajr. Shaitan, now in human form, he stops the worshipper and he gives him salam. The worshipper returns the salam. Shaitan then says, "Can I just ask you a quick question, please?" Now the worshipper didn't want anything to get in the way of his worship. And he replied, "Okay, but hurry up because I need to get to the masjid to perform my tahajjud salah." So Shaitan took a small bottle from his pocket. "Would it be possible for Allah Azza wa Jal to take the entire earth and skies and put them all into this tiny bottle?" The worshipper replied with a confused look on his face, "Are you kidding me? Of course not. How can the entire universe fit inside this tiny bottle?" Shaitan said, "Okay, thanks for your time. You can carry on to the masjid now." That worshipper uttered a statement of disbelief by denying the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, "How can the entire universe fit inside this tiny bottle? How can Allah put the entire earth and skies into this tiny bottle?" Shaitan then said to his disciples, "Did you see? This is how easy it is to misguide a person who has no knowledge. Because of his lack of knowledge, I made this person commit kufr. He rejected the power of Allah Azza wa Jal, and therefore I've snatched his iman away." Then the shaitan took his disciples to visit a scholar, an alim. It was almost sunrise. The time for Fajr was running out. When they saw the alim rushing to get to the masjid, shaitan, again in human form, stopped him and asked him the same question that he had asked the ignorant worshipper before. He took a small bottle from his pocket and asked the man the same question. Would it be possible for Allah Azza wa Jal to take the entire earth and skies and put them all into this tiny bottle? The alim replied at once, "It seems like you must be the devil. Allah Almighty is all powerful. This bottle is nothing. If Allah Azza wa Jal wants, He can put thousands of earths and thousands of skies into an even smaller bottle than this. Don't you know? Allah Almighty says in the Holy Quran, 'Inna Allah ala kulli shay'in qadir.' Indeed, Allah Almighty has power over all things." After saying this, the alim rushed towards the masjid. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, there are many pearls of wisdom that can be extracted from this narration. We learn how turning people away from knowledge, preventing people from seeking knowledge, is the most beloved act to shaitan. And we also learn how he encourages people, how he encourages his disciples to distract people away from knowledge. He knows that if this person goes and gains knowledge and becomes an alim, not only will he save his own iman, but also the iman of countless other people. We also saw how someone without knowledge can easily be misguided by shaitan, and how important it is for a person to have knowledge when fighting against the devil. After all, the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi, فَقِيهٌ وَاحِدٌ أَشَدُّ عَلَى الشَّيْطَانِ مِنْ أَلْفِ عَبِدٍ. One single scholar is heavier upon shaitan than 1,000 worshippers. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, we need to reflect upon this narration. It doesn't say that a scholar is better than 1,000 normal people. Better than 1,000 worshippers. 1,000 abids. An abid is somebody who prays all night and fasts all day. One scholar is stronger against the shaitan than 1,000 such people. And this is why, in our religion, seeking knowledge and teaching knowledge, ilm, has also been classified as a type of dhikr, as a type of the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So seeking knowledge is something that is hated by shaitan, and at the same time, it is something which is so beloved to Allah and His Messenger, Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Through seeking sacred knowledge, we can wage war against our enemy, the accursed shaitan, and attain the eternal pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. And you can gain a glimpse of how incredible the reward of seeking knowledge is, and how beloved this act is to Allah Almighty by the following. It's stated that Sayyiduna Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said, studying sacred knowledge for just 1 hour, studying ilm, sacred knowledge for just 1 hour, is better than spending an entire night in prayer. And Sayyiduna Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu anhu, he said, studying with Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu is better for my soul than a year's worship, a year's worth of worship. Subhanallah. We see here that the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan, they valued ilm as a form of zikr, as a form of remembrance, even more than voluntary worship. And there's many things in the universe that personify beauty. We hear about and we see the beauty of the moon, the beauty of the stars, the beauty of flowers. But look at what our pious predecessors have said. Imam al-Hasan al-Basri radiallahu anhu, he says, if knowledge had a physical image, it would be more beautiful than the sun, the moon, the stars, and even a magnificent throne. Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri radiallahu anhu said, there is nothing after fard worship better than seeking knowledge and learning hadith, if one does so with good intentions. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if you reflect upon your lives and you think to yourselves about how much passion and love we have for knowledge, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of the Madani environment of Dawat Islami and Madani Channel reaching out to millions of homes across the world, Alhamdulillah, this passion and enthusiasm for knowledge has now started to be formed again within the Muslim Ummah. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak radiallahu anhu, who's a muhaddith, a mufassir, a mujtahid, from the imams of deen, he would always be seeking knowledge. Someone said to him, you're a great scholar, people come to you from all over the world to seek knowledge, but you continue to seek even more knowledge. And why will you, till when will you continue this? He replied, inshallah azawajal, I will continue my search for knowledge even until death. And somebody asked him, and they said to him, you already have so much knowledge, you have so much ilm, what is the point of seeking more? He said, maybe that piece of knowledge which I haven't heard yet may come in useful and benefit me. When Imam Muhammad would stay awake all night and eventually be successful in solving an extremely difficult religious issue, he would state that the pleasure he would feel could never be felt by the richest princes of the world. And we talk about peace of heart, tranquility of the heart, dhikr being a means of attaining tranquility of the heart. Look at this. Imam Muhammad radiallahu anhu is saying that the princes of the world can never feel the pleasure that I have felt when I solve an extremely difficult mas'ala, a ruling of Islam. Somebody once asked Imam Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Huzur, explain your love for knowledge. What is your love for ilm? Subhanallah, how much do you love ilm? Look at the way the Salaf, they would use ilm as a means of zikr to attain tranquility of the heart. He says, when a new piece of ilm reaches my ears, every part of my body experiences the pleasure of learning that new thing. He was then asked, how much is your desire for ilm? How much desire do you have for knowledge? He said, how much an extremely greedy person wants money, that's how much I want ilm. Then he was asked, what is your state in seeking knowledge? What is your condition? He said, if a mother loses her only child, and the views of Madinah inshallah can reflect upon this example, those who are parents, those who have children, if you lost your child, your child was not being found, your child didn't come home from school one day, imagine how much effort you would put in to find that missing child. Imam Shafi'i radiallahu anhu is saying, if a mother loses her only child, you know how much desire would be in the heart of that mother to find that child. That is how much yearning for knowledge I have in my heart. Subhanallah. These were our pious predecessors. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, we have to create this desire in our hearts so we too can become the people of dhikr and the people of knowledge. And the status of a student of knowledge, it's mentioned that if a student of knowledge passes away during his studies, he will be granted a status in paradise just one level below the Anbiya Kiram alayhim salatu wasalam. Just imagine, one level below the prophets and messengers, the best of all creation. And the difference between people in Jannah, normal people, and the people of knowledge, it's mentioned is 700 levels in Jannah. And one level equals the distance between the earth and the sky. In one hadith it mentions that some people in Jannah will be looking up at others like looking up at stars in the sky. And what will be the status of an alim on the Day of Judgment? Even in this world, before we get to the Day of Judgment, even in this world, Ra'isul Mutakallimeen, Sayyidi Allama Naqi Ali Khan, rahimahullah, the father of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat radiallahu an, in his work Fadlul Ilmi wal Ulama, he narrates a hadith which states, Khamsun min al ibadah. There are five things which are from worship. There are five things which are regarded as acts of worship. Qillatu ta'am. وَالْقُعُودُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ وَالنَّذْرُ إِلَى الْكَعْبَةِ وَالنَّذْرُ فِي الْمُصْحَفِ وَالنَّذْرُ إِلَى وَجْهِ الْعَالِمِ The Prophet ﷺ said in this hadith, dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at the status of the alim, the status of the scholar. Five things are considered as acts of worship. Number one, قِلَّةُ الطَّعَامِ Eating less, reducing one's food intake. Number two, وَالْقُعُودُ فِي الْمَسْجِدِ Sitting in the masjid in the house of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number three, وَالنَّذْرُ إِلَى الْكَعْبَةِ Looking at the beautiful vision of the Kaaba. Number four, وَالنَّذْرُ إِلَى الْمُصْحَفِ Looking at the Mus'haf, the Holy Qur'an, looking at the Kalam of Allah is an act of worship. And number five, وَالنَّذْرُ إِلَى وَجْهِ الْعَالِمِ Looking at the respected and honorable face of a scholar, an alim. And what will be the status of the alim on the Day of Judgment? The Imam of the Ahlul Sunnah, the Mujaddid of this Ummah, the reviver of Sharia, the destroyer of bid'ah, the coolness to the eyes of the awliya, and the master and the king of ulama. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan alayhi rahmah, he says, a narration in which it states that a shaheed, a martyr, will intercede for 50 people on the Day of Judgment. A haji will intercede for 70 people on the Day of Judgment. When it comes to the righteous ulama, the scholars of Islam, they will intercede for as many people as they like, to the extent that people who had any contact with an alim in the world will approach him for intercession. Some people will go to him and say, remember when I gave you water for wudu in the world? Please intercede for me today. The alim will then intercede for them and they will be sent to paradise. And it's stated, Allah Azza wa Jal will say to them on that day, that today, O scholars of Islam, you are like the angels to me. Intercede. Because by your intercession, the Muslims will be forgiven. And today, it seems that youngsters are too busy chasing after wealth. It seems that Muslims are chasing after wealth and money and status of this world. Why? Because they want to become a doctor, an accountant. Why? To serve the nation? To serve the ummah? To serve the fellow Muslims? No. The majority of people are chasing after a particular career solely for the sake of money and wealth. But what is the reality of wealth? Wealth is something which will perish. Amir al-Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, who is the door of the city of knowledge, according to the hadith, he said some beautiful verses of poetry. In these verses of poetry, he reveals the reality of wealth and the reality of knowledge. He says, رَضِينَا قِسْمَةَ الْجَبَّارِ فِينَا لَنَا عِلْمٌ وَلِلْأَعْدَاءِ مَالُ. He says, we are pleased with the distribution of our Lord amongst us. We have knowledge, while the enemies have wealth. Allah Almighty has distributed certain things, given certain things to some people, and certain things to other people. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu is saying, we have been given knowledge by Allah Azza wa Jal. Our enemies have been given wealth. But we are happy. We are pleased with this distribution. We don't want their wealth. Why? Because we know that knowledge and ilm is more virtuous than wealth. And he explains, he says, فَإِنَّ الْمَالَ يَفْنَى عَنْ قَرِيبٍ وَإِنَّ الْعِلْمَ يَبْقَى لَا يَزَالُ. Because indeed, wealth will soon perish, while knowledge will remain forever. So we would rather have that blessing which will remain forever, rather than that blessing which will perish one day. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu was once asked, which has greater rank, wealth or knowledge? He replied that wealth in comparison to knowledge has no significance at all. Because the one who has money, his enemies increase. And the more his wealth increases, the more his enemies increase. But the one who has knowledge has more friends. And the more his knowledge increases, the more friends he gains. So in this way, knowledge is far more virtuous than wealth. Secondly, he says, the possessors of wealth, they have to arrange protection for their wealth. They have to arrange a safe or some kind of lock, or they have to put their wealth into some kind of bank or deposit to safeguard it. They have to safeguard their wealth. But the one who has ilm, the ilm protects him. Rather than the person having to protect the ilm, protect the blessing, that blessing of knowledge protects the person of knowledge, subhanAllah. And the third thing mentioned by Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, he says, the more you spend wealth, it decreases. When you spend money, you buy a new car, you buy a new house, you go to the shop, you buy some groceries, your wealth decreases. But when you spend knowledge, subhanAllah, when you share knowledge, when you spend knowledge, when you teach knowledge, that knowledge does not decrease, rather knowledge increases. Wealth decreases by spending it, whereas knowledge increases by spending it, subhanAllah. So in reality, there is no comparison between wealth and sacred knowledge. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, wa ala alihi, wa sahbihi, wa baraka wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, it's mentioned in a hadith in the Musnad of Imam al-A'zam, Imam Abu Hanifa radiallahu anhu. This is particularly a piece of wisdom for those who have this waswasa, this whisper, that if somebody dedicates himself to attaining sacred knowledge, to seeking sacred knowledge, then how will that person pay the bills? How will that person support himself? You know, this is a question that arises in the hearts and minds of many people. Our beloved Prophet ﷺ said, مَنْ تَفَقَّهَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ. Whoever gains knowledge and understanding of the religion of Allah, كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى مُهِمَّهُ وَرَزَقَهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ. Allah Azza wa Jal suffices for all of his important matters, and Allah Azza wa Jal grants him sustenance from places where he couldn't even imagine. And the more you need something, the more time you spend on that thing. So how much of a priority is knowledge for us? This form of zikr, this form of remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal. You know, if you have a few tasks to do, usually what a person tries to do is prioritize and do the one which is the most important first. So now, the question arises, how important is knowledge? How much do we have need for knowledge? Let's go to the court of Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, radiallahu anh, the leader of millions of Hanbalis, one of the greatest scholars in this ummah, Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, rahimahullah, he says, people need knowledge more than food and water, because a person is dependent on food and water once or twice a day. However, a person is dependent on knowledge as much as the number of his breaths. Now we spend all of our time seeking sustenance, seeking food, when in actual fact, food is something that we only need once or twice a day. How much time have we spent on knowledge? In reality, if we look at our lives, we haven't spent any time in knowledge. And knowledge is the thing that we need every second of the day. It is stated in Ihya al-Ulum. Coming back to the concept of ilm being a form of zikr, and zikr being a form of enlivening the heart, making the heart a place of tranquility and peace. In Ihya al-Ulum, it's mentioned that once a great wali of Allah said, if an ill person was to be stopped from eating, drinking, or taking medicine, would he not die of starvation? The people replied, of course, ya Sayyidi. Somebody who stopped from eating and drinking and taking medicine, obviously he'll die of starvation. The great wali then said, amazing pearl of wisdom. He said, it is the same for the heart. When the heart is prevented from knowledge and wisdom, when the heart is prevented from this form of zikr for 3 days, the heart dies of starvation. As the poet says in Arabic, حَيَاتُ الْقَلْبِ عِلْمٌ فَاخْتَنِمْهُ وَمَوْتُ الْقَلْبِ جَهْلٌ فَاجْتَنِبْهُ. Life of hearts is knowledge. The life of the heart is knowledge, therefore gain it. Knowledge is that which gives life to the heart, therefore gain it. And the death of the heart is ignorance, so refrain from it. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, in today's episode of A Heart at Peace, in this episode we've concentrated on the form of zikr that is seeking sacred knowledge of Islam, the ilm of the sacred deen of Islam. We've learnt how sacred knowledge has been referred to as zikr by Allah Azza wa Jal in the Holy Quran itself. And we've learnt about the importance of seeking sacred knowledge. We've learnt how seeking sacred knowledge is the most hated action to shaitan, and how seeking sacred knowledge is the means of a person attaining high ranks in paradise. We've also learnt that if we want our hearts to attain tranquility, if we want our hearts to stay alive, if we want to keep our hearts from dying, then we must attain sacred knowledge of Islam. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in the environment of Dawat Islami, we have so many ways, so many different ways of attaining knowledge. Dawat Islami has made it so easy for the Muslim Ummah of today to seek sacred knowledge, whether it's the form of sitting in the comfort of your own home and watching Madani Channel, whether it's logging onto the website www.dawatislami.net and studying the free literature, free books provided on dozens of different topics in many, many languages of the world, whether it's attending the weekly Sunnah-inspiring Ijtima'at of Dawat Islami, whether it's by travelling on the Sunnah-inspired Madani Qafilas of Dawat Islami, attending the Madrasatul Madina Balighan, free classes. Find out where these classes take place in your local areas. Contact your local Zimadaran and ensure that every day you are increasing your knowledge so that your heart too becomes alive and you too attain tranquility and peace of your heart by the means of attaining sacred knowledge and acting upon this form of zikr, this form of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jal enlighten our hearts with the light of sacred knowledge. Keep tuned, keep watching Madani Channel, keep tuned to this silsila, A Heart at Peace, in which inshallah Azza wa Jal, in future silsilas, we'll be discussing the concept of the blessings of the gatherings of zikr and performing zikr in a loud voice, amongst many other topics. May Allah Azza wa Jal make us true scholars of Islam. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us beneficial knowledge. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم.
وكان حد فايت بيس in the remembrance of Allah. وكان حد فايت بيس in the remembrance of Allah.